The State Department had them in paper copy, and then last month the Justice Department received an electronic copy.
Just to be clear, Brian, this is an electronic copy that I imagine is a PDF form that David Kendall retained, or is this the actual email with the metadata on it?
So the Justice Department, in addition to having the electronic form of the PDFs that was provided to the State Department, they also now have the server. So I don't know what the FBI is going to do with it, but they very well may seek to perform
server.
Any type of operation on it. And if
they do, Brian,
I don't know what wiped means.
The emails were deleted.
The emails were deleted, but I'm asking you about
the thumb drives. You said that David Kendall had the electronic copies of the emails. Those were PDF copies, right? And I ask you this because I've tried to get this answered and I haven't been able to.
Yes.
These were not the actual
emails
that had the metadata. These were not the emails as you would see them on a server if they hadn't been. Do you see what I'm saying?
They're PDFs on a thumb drive.
These aren't the actual emails in electronic form.
Right, but I'm not sure what point you're making.
I'm just saying that there's more information, and a judge has said that Cheryl Mills shouldn't delete emails like that. I'm not sure why you're asking about Cheryl Mills. It follows certain standards, preservation.
Brianna, she's followed every request. The State Department asked for emails in paper form, she provided them. The Justice Department asked for them in electronic form, PDFs on a thumb drive, she provided them. And she also provided the server. There's been no, I don't know what wiped means. Literally, the emails were deleted off of the server, that's true. But it's quite possible, I don't know that any steps were taken to remove any metadata. So to the extent that there is a further inquiry with respect to the server, they won't find anything other than what we've already represented, which is that all the work-related emails were turned over. And in fact, Hillary Clinton herself has signed a declaration asserting that. So even if somehow they were able to look at any of the emails that were not retained, they wouldn't find anything than what we've always said, which is that all the work-related emails are in the possession of the State Department already.
Well, I just wanted to take the opportunity to get to some of the decision-making processes, Brian, and I certainly appreciate you coming
to talk to
us about it. Well, I have some more questions, but I'll follow up because we're out of time.
Okay.
But thanks
so much
for being on.